Okay, guys, trying to help you any way I can.
How serious is Brandon McDonald's injury? Be an important factor against Percy Harvin, I'm thinking.
I think he's going to be okay.
Yeah. Real serious thing.
I don't think.
Greg, can you talk about Percy Harvin and what he brings to the table, not just as a kick returner, but they line him up in the backfield and the slot out wide. He can make plays from anywhere in the field.
Yeah, he's multidimensional, as you alluded to. I mean, this guy can do everything. He plays running back, he plays receiver, he plays a returner. He's really a very good athlete with great speed. He's a weapon.
Greg, Donald Penn seemed to hold his own against Jared Allen last season. That doesn't matter this week, though. So, I mean, how's Donald played this year in your experience with him, and what do you see in that matchup?
I think Donald's been steady. You know, I think Donald has better football in him, which we're going to see coming up. But he's been steady so far. This will be a great matchup for sure.
Coach, when you look at, having lost Adrian Claiborne, we've talked about that, and I think Daniel's done a good job, but when you see what teams are doing now differently, maybe are they chipping more on, on Michael Bennett, or are they giving more attention to Gerald McCoy? Is it affecting the pass rush in terms of, just the attention now that they're giving those two premier guys?
Well, when you lose a guy like Adrian Claiborne or even Davin Joseph, you do see different schematic shifts, from your opponents, because you don't have to deal. Again, it's players, not plays, right? So you identify the players. Now, how can we neutralize those guys? And that's what our opponents do the same. So certainly, losing Adrian does have an effect on a lot of things defensively, pass rush, run game, everything. But, I just think everybody in the league deals with it in some form or fashion, and whoever deals with it best usually ends up winning.
How much of a factor is that in your pass defense and what you've seen these past?
I don't know how you quantify it, but it certainly has an effect. I mean, you're talking about what did he have, 7 sacks last year, whatever it was. I mean, those are 7 passes you don't defend. Now, if they're the right 7, that can be a big difference.
There are some teams in the league that don't have the ability, if they get behind, by a couple of scores, to come back. They're just, not built that way. Can you talk about the importance of having, you got like Mike Williams and Vincent Jackson and Freeman, and when you're in a situation like that, that you can come back from deficits?
Well, it is, it is nice to have those skill sets on your team. From the beginning, our philosophy offensively is we want to run the football and we want to take shots down the field. And I think that's what we want to continue to do. People will do things to take certain strengths away, like we were just talking with Rick. And I think that what Minnesota is going to do defensively will do that to some degree. They can play Tampa 2 and force you to throw the ball underneath and those kind of things. Let's just see how it unfolds. But I do think, from your point and your question, we can do that. You don't really want to do that, right? You want to play from the other side. But if that's where we find ourselves, like we did Sunday, then we gotta be able to come back and win the football game at the end.
Coach, what has Tyquan meant to you guys as a third option behind Mike and Vincent?
Well, I think he's been very productive. I mean, just look at his numbers since he's been back with us. He just needs to continue getting better like everybody else, and he can be a productive part of this club.
How do you begin to straighten out some of those breakdowns that you've had in the secondary? We've seen a couple last week, but is it being overly aggressive, like on bubble screens? Is it communication? Is it a combination? What are your options?
Well, it hasn't been, I don't want to make an epidemic here. It hasn't been a problem. I shouldn't say that. There's been spurts where it's been a problem, but it's not like that's our main issue. We just got to get it cleaned up. There was a little indecision. And, when you're playing against the level of athletes that they are in the secondary against the wide receivers, there's not a margin for error that big, right? So if there's even a little indecision, they got you. And we have to make sure that is not a factor. We got to clean it up and cover people because we can.
Does the dome make that more difficult? Do you have to be more on point in terms of your signals or communication?
Not really on defense, because they're going to be quiet for their offense. Where it happens is it happens on offense when you're away. That's the one thing about, people see us with the noise out there, and why you have that? You're at home, because defensively you can't hear a word. It's third down, and the crowd's on their feet. It has to be all hand signals.
About the challenges going not only on a short week, Sunday to Thursday, but also going from facing a team like New Orleans to a fairly different look in the Minnesota Vikings?
Well, short week for sure, but we both have the same short week. So the only advantage they have is they don't have to get on a plane for 3 hours. But so what? That's life. Schematically, yeah, they're different for sure. You know, it's going to be a challenge. That Peterson is as good as they get, you know, at running back. That guy, he runs with an attitude, and we need to play run defense with an attitude, and we have and we will. But I think that's going to be a great showdown, you know, a great matchup.
The injury that he had last year, and obviously it used to be devastating for players in the league. Now the window to bounce back has been shortened. Do you see any change in his style at all, or is he the same back he was before the injury?
It's not fair for me because I studied him as a fan right before I watched him like anybody else, put the TV on him if I ever had the chance to watch him on highlights. Studying him now, I don't know what he was, but he's darn good right now, you know. I'll tell you that.
Doug Martin, especially the last couple of weeks, have you seen some improvements in what he's been able to do in the ball, or is part of it also the offensive line getting better as well?
I think it's all connected. Also, part of it is we're throwing the ball better, right? So loosens things up a little bit. But all along, I've said this. I think Doug's going to be a special running back. I do. I see the things, I see the things that I've had great running backs. He has that. So I can't wait.
A couple more, please. Greg, do you find yourself amused maybe or frustrated a bit to find yourself as a storyline several times this year, or is it coming with the territory?
Not amused, but you know, I think comes with the territory. Is it? You know, we're not afraid to do what we think's right, and maybe it's a little different than has been done. The thing that is frustrating is that when what happened Sunday happens, and you don't believe that. It's bad, you know. I've said enough.
No, you haven't.
Move on. Next question.
Finish that
Next question. Final question, or are we rolling? Thanks, guys.